this is actually the first of the advice letters. The letter that I'd written previously was really just kind of a primer of why I'm doing this and why the question of being a good man is important. And this is really the first of the letters, 32 of which I have written, that is real advice to the boys. My boys' names, incidentally, and you'll need this for context, are Eamon, who is my youngest, who was about 2 when I wrote this. He's 5 now. And my son Finnegan is 13. He was 10 when I wrote this. On Walking Soft. As I write this, Eamon, you are far too young for me to know your heart. But Finn, I've known your heart for a very long time. I knew your heart from the time you could speak, and you and I are very much the same. We both walk soft. This is a good thing. The world has enough tough guys. And I don't mean tough as in physically tough, and I especially don't mean tough to be confused with resilient. The tough guys I'm talking about, and plenty of them are women too, by the way, have taken pieces of their hearts and they've put those pieces in a box and they've hidden them away. Some people can hide them away and still have access to them, but in my experience, many, most, can't. Once a part of you becomes divorced from the whole, it's very difficult to reassemble the pieces. And sometimes, as we grow and change, those parts we hid away, even when we get them back, don't fit properly anymore. This, by the way, is not a character deficit or even a negative. I think this is mostly the innate knee-jerk response many people have to being hurt. It's the most understandable natural impulse in the world for a lot of people to do, and I don't think most people do it on purpose. I think for a lot of people, they think this is what keeps them safe. Maybe it does. I'll never know this, because I, like you, walk soft. Walking soft isn't being meek, and it's not being weak. Walking soft is having access to all the parts of your heart because you won't lock them away. Walking soft means you walk around willing to be hurt, which means that you will be, perhaps often, perhaps in the same way again and again, and perhaps badly. It's the price that you pay, and perhaps walking tough feels better walking around every day. Again, I don't know, and I hope I never will. Because I also believe that despite it being in our nature, walking soft is a skill worth cultivating. And I think it's the most honest, and I know that it's the most brave, and ultimately more rewarding. When we walk soft, we don't have to hand every asshole ask for it a piece of us. We can still be careful. We can still be choosy. We, in fact, should be. We should be very careful, because when you walk soft, your heart in all the relationships of your life will be very much an all-or-nothing proposition. You won't be able to love just a little. You won't make casual friendships. And when, as is inevitable, you get let down or hurt, that hurt will be complete. That loss will be total, and that's pretty scary. But there's an upside, guys. And the upside is pretty great. And the upside makes it worth the gamble. The upside is this. When you give yourself wholly and completely to the people that you love without reservation or guile, and they accept that, when you form that bond with someone who can see you, who embraces the darker corners of you as easily as the brightest, that connection will be so much more complete and total, so much longer lasting, so much deeper, so much easier, and ultimately, easier to sustain. And when you walk soft, you have access to all of you and all of who you are. You won't have to work to dig to get at those soft spots that you hid away. So when it's time to connect, you will be there, complete and present, and available to yourself. I walk soft through the boy. I walk soft through the world, boys, not because I'm weak or vulnerable, but because I am absolutely unafraid to be hurt, despite knowing that I will be. I walk soft because I think it makes me stronger, and because it's the most honest reflection of who I am without fear.